From Spark and Anvil and Illusion Forge, this is Q in Chapter 1 of the Illusion Forge cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Q is a small bat tween, chunky, soft-furred, the gentle fruit bat kind. She wears a small audio vest. From the vest pockets, she pulls a set of small playable clips. Each clip is an audio illusion. Each one tricks the ear in a different way.
She is warm gray and cream, with soft ear tufts. She is deeply curious about auditory perception. Her favorite saying is the load-bearing principle of her practice.
The ear has its own illusions. Perception is multimodal.
This is load-bearing. Q embodies the auditory illusion, primitive. Most novices think of illusions as visual. They are not. Auditory illusions exist. They reveal that hearing is constructed, just like vision.
The ear has its own illusions. I am Q. The primitive I teach is auditory illusion. The move is, hearing is construction, not just measurement. The ear builds what it hears. We can study how.
At the Illusion Forge studio, a young perception student is at the audio station. They have been studying visual illusions for a few weeks. They have learned about the Mueller-Lyer arrows, the Necker cube, color constancy. They have not, until today, met Q.
Are there illusions for hearing, too?
The ear has its own illusions. Many. Some are famous. Some are subtle. Let me play you a few. Listen, but also try to notice what your brain is doing while you listen.
Q pulls a clip from her vest. She presses play on the small speaker on the work table. A series of tones rises. Higher, 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 higher.
It is climbing forever. It just keeps going up.
The ear has its own illusions. Listen for another 20 seconds.
The tones keep rising. The student waits for them to stop, to descend, to reach a top. They do not. They just keep rising.
It cannot keep rising. There is no top.
The ear has its own illusions. It is the shepherd tone. It is an illusion. The tones are not actually climbing infinitely. They are looping. Every time a new tone enters at the bottom of the scale, an old tone fades out at the top. Your ear hears continuous climbing because it pays attention to the new entrant at the bottom and dismisses the fading exit at the top. The climb is constructed by your ear's pattern tracking. The actual sound is a loop.
My ear is filling in the climb.
The ear has its own illusions. Your ear is filling in the climb. Filmmakers use shepherd tones for tension. Christopher Nolan uses them in Dunkirk and The Dark Knight and Tenet. The tension keeps building because your ear keeps hearing climb.
Q pulls another clip. This one is a video she taps to play. The screen shows a face. A mouth moves. The mouth says, "Guh." Q lowers the volume so the student does not hear yet.
The ear has its own illusions. Now I will play this with the original audio. Watch the mouth and listen.
She plays it. The student watches and listens. The mouth says, "Guh." The student hears something different.
I heard... Duh. The ear has its own illusions.
You heard duh. The audio is buh. The mouth movement is guh. Your brain fuses them into duh. It is called the McGurk effect. Your visual perception of the mouth changes what your ear constructs. Vision influences hearing. Hearing is not just from the ear. Hearing is multimodal.
I really did hear duh.
The ear has its own illusions.
Yes, even now, knowing the trick, if I play it again, you will still hear da. Knowing the illusion does not break it. Your brain builds the percept. Knowing how it builds does not change what it builds.
Q pulls a third clip. She plays it. It is a series of low pulses with no clear bass note. The student listens.
I hear a low note, a bass.
The ear has its own illusions. Text, there is no bass note in that sound. The fundamental frequency is missing. Your brain hears the higher harmonics, the overtones that would normally accompany a bass note, and it constructs the bass note from them. The bass you hear is not there. Your brain filled it in. It is called the missing fundamental illusion.
My brain made up a bass note. The ear has its own illusions. Your brain made up a bass note. The higher harmonics are real. The fundamental is missing. Your brain filled in what should have been there. Hearing is construction.
So what we hear is partly invented?
The ear has its own illusions. What we hear is constructed. The ear is not a microphone. The ear is a sensor that gives your brain raw data. Your brain then constructs the percept. Most of the time, the construction is accurate enough to use. Sometimes, with carefully designed sounds, like shepherd tones, McGurk videos, missing fundamental tones, the construction reveals itself. The illusion is not a mistake. The illusion is your brain's normal process, made visible.
Hearing is construction. Multimodal. Vision influences hearing.
Yes, the ear has its own illusions. Yes, that is the practice. Auditory illusions exist. They mirror visual illusions. They reveal that hearing is built by the brain from raw sensor data. The construction is mostly accurate. Sometimes the construction reveals itself. When it does, we call it an illusion. But the construction is always happening. Your ear is always building what you hear.
The student leans back. Q puts the clips back into her vest pockets. The audio station hums softly. The student listens. They think about every sound differently now. The ear builds. The brain constructs. The illusion is just construction made visible.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.